Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And my goodness gracious, we have this is what's happened in New Orleans was predicted by Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor, co-host of the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And Doug's been in contact with me. Talking about this is some of what I predicted and gave some details. We're going to plan on doing a show about this, but I wanted to address the issue superficially because we told you this crap was coming and now it's here. Hey, we're brought to you by a great product, the Metasomer Gel. What this does for me is I regained my immune system and I fought off strep lung linings from RSV. I ran into bone-on-bone problems because I was able to do so much. And Scotty Sack said, Dave, just rub this on your joints. I no longer get the inflammation. Pluripotent stem cells is the reason why. Now, this gel is really good too for cuts and burns, abrasions, and so forth, but I love it for joint protection. This is how I exclusively use it, and you're going to want to use it that way too. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. Slash Dave Hodges. I want my health back. com/Dave Hodges. Well, devastating terrorist attack here. I'm reading different numbers, fatalities wise, 10, 15. Law enforcement has been shot. They're downplaying that. Hello, New York Times. Could you ever tell a truthful story? Seriously. Two law enforcement agents have been shot. This was jihadist, Islamic flag. Radical fundamental Islamic terrorism. Oh, we weren't supposed to say that term under the Biden administration. It's exactly what this is. And I'm coming on here to tell you, Doug and I have been talking about this for years. We said Joe Biden's so wrecking the country, he won't get reelected, but these people will never leave power willingly. And you all need to know that they're going to do what they got to do to stay in power. This is the first of many. I have predicted this for years, oh, well over a decade. Tet Offensive. In 1968, Lyndon Johnson, one of the most despicable, immoral characters to ever serve in the White House, oh, we're winning the Vietnam War. No, you weren't. And they agreed to a Tet Lunar New Year ceasefire for 3 days. And what ended up happening was the North Vietnamese Army and the Viet Cong attacked every capital in every province in South Vietnam to show the American people, your leaders are lying to you. We're not going anywhere. And so you just keep sending your boys over here and we'll send them home in body bags. And this is effectively what ended up happening. And this was the turning point against the war. And then, of course, that led into the Democratic National Convention in Chicago with all the riots and people just, oh, hell no, we won't go. You know, the American people should have just refused the draft. And I hope if it comes down to this again, that we should refuse the draft. You know, it's funny. When Pearl Harbor was bombed, they didn't need a draft. They had enlistment lines around the blocks at selective service places. Don't need a draft. But we are now. And officially in the Tet Offensive, modern day version of mass terrorism across the country. They're doing everything they can to us right now. We talked earlier about the fog. Now we're telling you about this. And if you think this is the last, think again. It's going to grow in scope, proportion, and frequency. It's January 1st, 19 days. How many terrorist attacks do you think we'll have? 10, 20, 30? And do you think it'll stop after Trump is inaugurated? I don't think so. Then we've got the threats of the cartel against prominent political figures in the Trump administration, including Donald Trump and his own family himself. This is the legacy of the Biden administration. They're in bed with these people. Their mission when they came in was to destroy America. I'm actually going to do it in about an hour. We're going to do an analysis of the Biden administration and how they achieve their goals of destroying America. And this is where we're at. This is not a singular, isolated event. This is part of an overall strategy to destabilize the United States and to keep the Trump people from saving our country. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. You say, well, what's there? Well, we got the HIP series, Hiding in Plain Sight, kind of unusual anomalies, mysteries of the mind, hidden history, repressed science. We love doing those shows. We also have a lot of our great interviews, and we do our geopolitics, one-stop shopping for people who want to stay informed on multiple fronts. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today.